We're joined now by the head coach, Parker Burgess, here on the Sportsnet 650 post-game show. And Parker, you probably heard us talking as you were walking in there. The injuries, they just take their toll. And it really felt like tonight the intensity was there, the effort was there, but the legs and the goal scoring just wasn't there because of the players out of the lineup.
Yeah, I mean, we're in a tough stretch, and teams go through it, especially when you're young, and for some reason it just happens in hockey where one guy goes down and then all of a sudden five or six go down. And, you know, we're not going to sit here and make any excuses, because obviously other players have opportunities and roles and responsibilities that are elevated. But it's difficult. And I look at, you know, you tremendous weekend last weekend, you get 5 or 6 points, and you know the unfortunate pieces of losing Ryan and losing Mathis, but then also losing Caleb Hartman, and you know, still not having Joe. Like, those are, it's tough to overcome those things. Those are facts. And but I look at the weekend as a whole. This weekend, you know, you have the second, first, and third place team in the conference, you know, in a 3-3 when you're already banged up. And you know, I have to judge. I understand it's a results-driven business, but I have to judge our group by their care level, by their competitiveness, by their effort, their play without the puck. And, you know, over the past 6 games, we haven't given up more than 4 goals in one game. You look at last night where you're down 3-0 early, and if our team didn't have compete and care and character, that game can be 7 or 8. Like, those are tremendous opponents. And right now we just have to work on finding ways to generate offense as best we can, and, you know, find, and that's power play included, because we're going to have to really work to create it right now.
Coach, I'll make excuses, okay?
No, you don't have to do that
well,
for us.
No, look, 10-plus goal scorers, 10 or more, okay, this weekend. It was a tough break, schedule-wise, to play these three teams this time. Penticton has 9. Everett last night at 10. That's 10-plus goals. Was Prince George 7. We got 1.
Yeah.
And he was a defensive specialist.
Yeah.
He was a shutdown guy, Volotovsky.
Yeah.
You can't, I mean, potential doesn't change to production overnight.
True. Oh, yeah, I know.
And now you talk 19-year-olds, Penticton 13, Everett 8, Prince George 7, 3, and Tittleback wasn't playing tonight. You don't win with, you can't match the offense for that other team.
Yeah, it's tricky, but it's again.
It's magic. it's not tricky, Coach, but your compete level, exemplary.
Yeah.
I mean, when you went in at Everett last night and you played after the 3-0 goal, you played the next 55 minutes 1-1.
Yep.
And they scored late.
Yep.
That crowd was out of it. They were not happy with what was going on in the ice. Okay.
Yep.
They started cheering when they missed open nets.
Yeah.
Okay. Penticton, what about the third period? You scored them 2-0.
Yep.
You can't squeeze more out of that group in terms of effort, but you don't push a score now button.
No, you don't, and it's growing pains and learning process, and you know, it's our group has to go through it, and it's hard to score in this league, and it's for some guys that, you know, feel like they scored at a youth level, or, you know, they came in and you know, they want these minutes and they want these responsibilities. They're getting the experience real time for how hard it is, and we'll be better for it. And that's the message to the group after the game. It's like, we'll be better for it. Nobody wants to go through the tough times and the adversity, but it's making us stronger. And listen, I've been around hockey. This is my 16th year coaching, my 7th year in junior hockey. And I feel like I have a very strong pulse on a locker room and a team. And results aside, I really truly believe that this group is becoming a team closer and closer every day, and they're holding each other accountable, and they're competing till the very end, the messaging on the bench, just everything. So, like, obviously you're frustrated, you're not able to get results and create more offense, but I'm proud of the group for the weekend that they put in. Like, we had a lot of guys play 9 really hard periods of hockey.
I agree, you know, with you.
Burkhood battled, Oreskovich battled, Brett Olsen battled. Our back end, even down 3-4-0 tonight, you look at our penalty kill, guys still have a willingness to block shots and compete, and those are the things that you have to learn and go through to grow into a winning team. And we've talked so much about we're trying to build a culture and a foundation here, and it doesn't mean it's all going to be roses, and it's going to be hard, and there's going to be some tough times, and we went through it a little bit, but you know, you're right in the fight. We still had, you know, all things considered, we still had 30-some-odd shots. And, you know, you're going up against the best goalie in the world for his age. Mm-hmm. And so it's going to be tricky. But, now it's time to rest, recover, and I think, you know, when we talked about it in the locker room with the guys that, you know Ryan and Mathis and Caleb and Joe, all these guys are chomping at the bit. They just want to get back in and help. And when you talk about like an energy and a feeling amongst the group, when those guys who are not in the lineup are seeing the commitment and the sacrifice and the character from the guys that are in it and that are battling and doing everything in their power to just do their best. That's like it's anything in life. You have to just, all you can do is ask for somebody's very best. And I don't think I can sit here and say, hey, we didn't have guys that gave their very best this weekend. Mm-hmm. They did. And so we'll be better for it. And our job is to stay positive and energetic and enthusiastic moving into this week. And then we get to go up and play Prince George again. And I think the road trip comes at a great time. We've got a lot of new faces and a lot of new bodies, and it'll just be good to be on the road together.
Coach, who do you see as producing more offense out of that group? When I talk about, and again, I'm only talking about the team you got now, after the injured guys that are out of the lineup. I mean, Oreskovic, terrific. I mean, who do you see as possibly, who would you look to offensively? Maybe one or two or three guys that you might say, okay, you know what, to make it into the playoffs, we got to get something special out of these guys.
Yeah, I think, it's got to be collective, obviously, but I think when you're looking at it, we need Tobias to pop a little bit offensively. We're going to need Chorney to pop a little bit offensively. I think Gerois has the ability.
Yeah.
And, and guys, though, too, like you're talking about 17-year-old first-year guy. Chorney's a 16-year-old first-year guy. Jerry is a young 17-year-old who's playing limited minutes. So I really believe it's going to come. And our job is to try to speed up that process as fast as possible. And hopefully it's a case where those guys get one or two and the belief and the confidence comes up, and then all of a sudden they start seeing it go in, and then there's a trickle-down effect. And I think, like, even Lance, McCloskey on the back end, he had a terrific weekend. He was a warrior. He was in and out of the lineup 6th, 7th, and now he's our top D-man pretty quickly. But, I think with his skill set, he can provide some secondary offense, whether that's goals or assists. So, but ultimately, I think collectively, we just have to find ways, everybody, whether it's a greasy one or something along those lines.
Yeah, no, I agree. And I like exactly the guys that you pointed out. But there's an improvement. I mean, not one bit of effort lack. In my mind, in fact, quite surprised at how hard they battle. I agree with you.
Yep.
I'm going to tell you, if you get this team in the playoffs, it's the best coaching job I've seen in 25 years in this rink, in this organization. I mean that. I mean, you got a big job ahead of you. You know that. I don't have to tell you that.
Yep.
And you've just got – I only say that because of the guys that are not there that produce that offense.
Yep.
And you said it. You get a goal or two. I've always said, Parker, the confidence of a hockey player, you don't raise your arms when you block a shot necessarily, you make a good defensive play. You do when you score.
Yeah.
That's when it's all about, and that's the confidence. And boy, the guys, like you say, if you get some, like Olsen, for example, if he gets 7 more points, I think he's doubled his points from last year. A great improvement, right?
Yeah.
You get that offense out of these guys, and I'll say again, this is a tough weekend, and you go to Prince George for 2 games. By the way, they've lost 5 in a row at home. They had to get out of Prince George. They did a good job this weekend. I don't know if the schedule gets much easier, but you can't fault the guys, and you'll accept mistakes in your own end.
For sure.
Obviously. But you got to challenge the other team with your offense, and you can't do it. You can't make soup out of you-know-what.
We'll get there.
I know you will. I know you will. I know you will. And we wish you well. We're happy to broadcast the team. Love it.
Yep.
But it's a tough challenge. Good for you.
That's why we're here.
My last question for you, Parker Burgess, the head coach of the Giants with us. You mentioned keeping the scores down, keeping the goals against low. How much do you chalk that up to Burke Hood and the run that he's on? We were talking before you came in here, a month since he's had a game with a 900 or below 900 save percentage. Can't ask for much more than from your starting goaltender.
No, he's been terrific. The penalty kill's been terrific. I think we only gave up 2 this weekend. One was a 5-on-3 against some really good opponents. So we're taking steps, and it's a commitment to being connected as a group and playing defensively. And to your guys' point, now if we can just trickle in a little offense, and the guys know we're going to have to win some 2-1, 3-2, 1-0 maybe, mm-hmm. and we'll get there. And it's a you know, it's a process and a challenge, but I know the group is really coming together, so we're still very positive and very encouraged with where we're going here.
Coach, it's always tough when you come up after a loss, but good job.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wish you all the best. See you in Prince George.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much. That's Parker Burgess, head coach of the Vancouver Giants. A tough loss this afternoon, 5-1 to the Prince George Cougars, but as you heard, not for the lack of trying. There's a lot of players out of the lineup and important players for this Giants team. So they get a solid performance from Burke Hood, 45 saves